Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Rabbi Beryl Wein, we've had our full and fill, I guess, of matzah.
Never enough.
What is our good word for this week?
Well, this Shabbat is the seventh day of Pesach, which commemorates the miracle at the Red Sea, at Yam Suf, and is the culmination, so to speak, of the holiday of Pesach. I think what's very interesting about it is that one would have thought, having left Egypt, 10 plagues, leaving in the middle of the night, pillar of fire, pillar of cloud, that's it. We're done with Egypt. And here, a week later, here they are, the whole gang is back again, right? And Paro, and he's got 600 cavalry and chariots and soldiers, and there's a section of the Jewish people that gives up right away and says, well, let's go back to Egypt. Because the choice seems only to be to jump in the ocean or to go back to Egypt, neither of which is a very inviting scenario. I would say that the those that wanted to go back to Egypt subscribe to the idea of better red than dead, right? what Bertrand Russell once said, right? That yeah. We'll all give in to Russia rather than confront them and risk war. But we don't believe that. And the seventh day of Pesach comes to illustrate that point to us. That our struggle never has a final chapter. There's always a Paro. He's always going to come after us. And we're always going to escape. And we're always going to win. We're always going to triumph at the end. Because of the fact that if you represent certain ideals and goals, and as long as there is evil in the world, which unfortunately practically always exists, at least until messianic times, as long as there's evil in the world, so then there are people that want to destroy you. There are people that want to destroy what you represent. There are people who resent you. It says in the in Psalms that the Lord loves the righteous. It's listed as one of the attributes of God. So why is that a godly attribute? It should be a human attribute. Mm-hmm. The answer is that humans don't love the righteous. They make us uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. They're like a living admonition to us to behave better. So we would prefer everybody to be the same sinner that we are, because then we call that, very open, tolerant society, alternatives, you can do whatever you want, because that makes us feel good, because then there's no wrong, there's no right, there's no moral, no immoral. That's just wonderful.
No acrimony.
That's right. So, you do yours, I'll do mine. The only thing is that the Torah stands against all of that. And we who, whether we wish it or not, are the representatives of Torah, who God always forces Jews into the corner to be Jews. And if we don't want to be Jews, so then the Arab world, the UN, the British academics, somebody will make you Jewish. Just hang on long enough, it's going to happen. Because of that, therefore, we have to be able to observe the seventh day of Pesach as well. We have to be able to say, here in Israel, for instance, one would have thought that after 57 years, after all the wars, after everything that's going, enough already, right? What other struggle has lasted this long and seems intractable? And no matter what the solutions are, it doesn't seem to help. So that's part of the Jewish story, right? Our neighbors are not Finland and Canada. And God wants it that way. And therefore, we are always faced with plunging ahead, even if it's into the sea, or going backwards. And we're not a people that goes backwards. We're not interested in that. So therefore, we'll plunge ahead. We plunge ahead. The Talmud teaches us that when the waters reached the neck of Nahshon ben Aminodav in the middle of the sea, then the water is parted. So you got to jump in up to your neck. Can't just get your toe wet to be Jewish. But once you're in it, and once the commitment is there, and once the desire is there, and once that vision and perspective is there, so then we sing the great song of Moses. Oz Yoshir Moshe v'nei Yisrael Sashira Hazos. This great song. So the Talmud comments, it says, Oz Yoshir, Moshe will sing. It doesn't say, Oz Shor, that he did sing. Because we're not dealing with the past. We're dealing with today. We're dealing with tomorrow. Moshe's going to sing again. Because there's going to be another Yam Suf, and there's going to be another Paro, and we're going to jump in, and we're going to be saved, and we'll sing the song of triumph again. And that really is the idea of the seventh day of Pesach, the conclusion of this wonderful and glorious holiday of freedom and a family, of goodness, of springtime. And the Lord should bless everyone. They had an enjoyable Pesach. They should have many more enjoyable holidays in the future as well. And we should be privileged to see the seas part in front of us again. And we'll walk on dry land towards a better and more secure future and better times.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Beryl Wein.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.